Military bond, I feel like, is the strongest that you hold. You always meet a friend. You never meet a stranger. The military and Navy Federal go together very well. It just seems to be the smartest choice possible.
Our veterans share more than just the credit union. Visit NavyFederal.org for more information. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DoD, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA. Members were compensated for their participation.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Solemn Springs 33-28. We will look over our numbers in a little bit, but right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls basketball coach Del Leonard. And Del, got your first win of the season tonight, 42-35 over Solemn Springs. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a very tough fought win on the road against a good Solemn Springs team. I'm real happy for our kids.
Yeah, they really exploded there in that final quarter after you guys were up by 14. You know, they went on that 7-0 run, and then, you know, just, you know, really on the back of Chloe Price and also Hadley Hahn back down there in the paint.
Well, we were coming down, and we were up by 14, and you would have thought we were losing by 14.
Yeah.
You know, I want our kids to have that killer instinct, but also want them to understand if you're going to get a wide open look from the three-point line on the first pass, you're probably going to get that on the second, third, fourth pass, or after four ball reverses. And now you've had a chance to maybe kind of get your feet under you and catch your wind a little bit, and plus you've used up about 45 seconds. But we were going down and shooting it quick, and unfortunately it wasn't going in. And we also took a couple of jump shots from about 10 or 15 feet was not – in that situation right there, you need to either be shooting a wide open layup or a rhythm three after a few ball reversals, and you don't want to be taking jump shots right there. But I love the fact that our kids want to take that shot in that situation, and if you make those, you know, you run away and win by 20-something. But we missed them, and that allowed them to get back in the game.
Yeah. I'll tell you, well, one thing I couldn't help but notice offensively for you guys was there in the second half, some of the contributions there in the paint by Kyra Penn and Anna Grace Foreman.
Kyra Penn and Anna Grace Foreman are getting better every day, and I will be the one to take full responsibility for us not looking better about feeding the post, because we have some kids that can do some things down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're still very, very young, so there was a lot of things we had to cover before we kind of got to that, but now that we're getting to that level, We need to do some things that are offense geared toward, you know, getting better passing angles to get the ball down there to those guys. And, you know, it's been a long time since we've had 2 6-footers. You can go all the way back to 2000, 2001 with Kim Davis and Kim Holland.
Yeah.
And we ran a lot of motion two with two people inside, cross screen, high low stuff with three really good guards. And I think we're going to start looking at some of that with a double post. And then, of course, we can also go four out, one in with one of those guys in there. And it's just not those two. You've got Mallie Tabor, who's not back yet. And
right.
Then you also have, I think Madeline Collins and Effie Hardy do a good job as well. It's really hard right now. You can't get four people hardly in the game at the same position.
Sure.
Madeline can also face the basket for us. But then again, you got a lot of guards there too. But every kid that played tonight did something to help us win.
Well, I would imagine that's you know, those looks that in the post, you're going to be working on that going into the game against Greene County Tech.
We got to, and you know, if we don't have that tonight, that's the difference between this year's team and maybe looking over the past 5-6 years, is the, you know, having that depth in there or that consistency in there. And when you can score in there, it makes you better out on the perimeter, and it's nice to have, and we're excited about it. And so many kids did so many things well. Hannah Pfeiffer may have had the quietest. Did she have 20?
19.
She had the quietest 19 you could ever see. Because
yeah.
People aren't used to watching. You know, Hannah had some shots that looked like they were going in, and they just didn't. And that's it. That's basketball.
Yeah.
Some nights they're just not going to always go in. But she had 19 points, and you look back, and I said, you know, that's without that, there's no way we win tonight. And then their number 14 is a heck of a player, averaging double digits for the last 2 years. And Riley Walker, I think, held her to two.
Yeah, that's exactly
and
right.
That's unbelievable. And Riley does so many things that don't go in the stat book that, you know, if you're listening to the game on the radio or even watching the game, you may not realize what she does to help us win. And then she guards the other team's best player that's scoring 20 a game, holds her to two. That's like Riley scoring 20.
Wow.
And then she handles the press,
uh-huh.
You know, and knows who to get the ball to in certain situations. And how about her dribble penetration and little step back three where that girl fell down?
And that's then, right.
And
yeah,
Riley hits the three. I mean, that was awesome.
Uh-huh.
But Riley Walker is the toughest kid I've ever coached, and she makes us who we are. And you know, obviously, it's not just about one player, because Hannah does so many things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our seniors are great. Mally Effie and Madeline, those five seniors are such good kids. And, you know, Peyton and Kyra, the juniors, are contributing. And then you got your sophomore class with Emma and Abby and Anna Grace and Leah. And I hope I didn't miss anybody there. But this is a really fun group of girls. And I'm telling you, from the youngest sophomore to the oldest senior, there is so much character in this group. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on this win, and good luck Tuesday night at Greene County Tech.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Won't get any easier Tuesday. And this was a hard, hard game tonight. It was a great win for us.
All right. Dell, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was the Mountain Home Girls Basketball Coach Dell Leonard. Let's go ahead and take a look at our scoring summary for both teams. First of all, leading the way for Mountain Home is David Waymeyer with 14 points. Again, just being able to use that big 6'9 frame of his down there under the basket. So to lead all players, to be the only one in double figures so far. 9 points for Talon Benton, all from behind the arc. 5 for Luke Cruz. He was 1 of 2 from the free throw line as well. 3 for Colton Peters and 2 for Hunter Bashirs. For Asylum Springs, they have so far Spencer Lashley and Murphy Perkins with 6 points each. 5 for Jacob Wakefield. 3 each for Diego Flores, Jackson Norberg, and Jordan Stewart. And 2 points on the night for Sam Everett. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Salem Springs 33-28. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort is